Hola, hola, ¿cómo está, señor? I know, I'm not doing español. ¿Qué nos llamas? Konnichiwa.
Yes.
So, today's thought from work. I'm probably going to have a bunch of these uploaded soon, and you'll have a few philosophies. So, from work, yeah, just sort of like show up, do your thing, go home. Really, that's been my vibe recently. We had a really good crew. It was the Los Tres Amigos. We were super vibing, going to drinks, doing the stuff. Los Tres. It was good. Now, the bigger idea that I want to get into now that I have been thinking about for a while is the... not commercialization, but really the... capitalism of the US, because I've seen it in three different ways from different parts of my life. So part one, like obviously Starbucks, it's so corporate, so capitalistic, it's really not even fun. Today we had a visit from the regional whatever director, blah blah blah. And the amount of work to get the place up to standard for our district manager, which was the primary thing. Checker. And then he came in. Basically, they stood around for 10 minutes. And it's like, bro, biggest waste of time. And obviously, cleaning is not a bad thing. And having things nice is good, too. And it's just like all this for 10 minutes to pretend something is something that it isn't, because right, they go away and then back to normal. I don't know, it's kind of sort of I see it. So corporate blah 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 Starbucks. Then we also have corporate for Magic the Gathering, who has kind of been a poster child of profit for Hasbro. I haven't talked about this before. As you know, my old job was buying and selling Magic the Gathering, and I honestly I think I got out at a good time. COVID started, and I was like, you know what, this is fine. I was kind of getting good anyway, and COVID was like, well, events are going nowhere, and I really did enjoy the events. And the amount of different products, the different types of packs, the new rarities, these new sort of special versions of cards in each set that are like a reprint in a way. There's just so many, versions of a single type of card that really is... a lot. And not that you can't make money, definitely very doable. An old friend of mine is still doing it, doing fine. And I'm glad I got out. I definitely really and got some good memories, met some people, and kind of like coffee, right? There is this parallel between Magic the Gathering and coffee, which has been gathering people for centuries, that you have these things that get people together. And that's cool that these activities or things are ways for people to get together and have, that shared experience of humanity. It's a good thing. It's definitely helpful for the world and able to, create that positive value and experiences. So I'm grateful for that. But kind of seeing this parallel in corporatism that Hasbro has been using Magic the Gathering as a way to generate profits, and they've been releasing lots of these secret lairs, which are direct to consumer. They've been going on Amazon so they can sell directly to players and increase more profits, all to the detriment of the LGS. And for those who don't know, and to kind of sum it up, for the last few decades, too, at least, the LGSs have been such a backbone of Magic the Gathering. My experience, right? I grew as a kid and would go to the shop, play Magic, and that was really how you got into it. And, that was how the company grew. And even more recently, they've been extending to this extended universe sort of stuff. Doctor Who, Lord of the Rings, Walking Dead, Fallout. So they're expanding the realms, and it's like, this is just, the game is really going to a direction that it's very different from the Magic I knew growing up. Same with, for example, here's really the example of you can see the shift. That Modern was a format where you could use your old cards. You could
use the cards that rotate out of the standard, which is the most recent 2 years. Okay, so you think, all right, I'm playing a card game, I don't have to buy cards all the time. Standard is always rotating. It gives you a chance to play with people locally, online now with Magic Arena. So you have, like, so many ways to play Magic. And it's cool that you can really play these. But there, of course, is a but here. That Modern used to be pretty, you know, it was a defined metagame. Metagame being what decks are good, what decks are bad, what strategies are viable. And people have done lots of videos on this, that, you know, the evolution of Modern. And really what changed Modern is the direct-to-release Modern sets, Modern Horizons 1 and 2, where Wizards printed these sets with, you know, Modern cards, but these were cards were designed to be really good in Modern, and they warped the metagame in such a way that you really had to use these cards instead of your old cards. So, for example, there was a classic deck in Modern called Jund. It's like a mid-range kind of deck where you're kind of playing like a mid-game, you're not going too long, not too short, and you play like cards to deal with your opponent's hand, take care of, you know, just make them discard their best cards. You'd play like really efficient creature threats, one of which, like Tarmogoyf, used to be really good, now it's not even playable. And if you know Tarmogoyf, you know the story of it. The cards that just keep printing are really just better removal, better dealing with it. So Jund has really changed, and it's unfortunate that this one staple of a deck is just not playable in the current iteration. Similar, another one that I even played was Affinity, which basically plays a lot of artifacts to try and play all your cards out at once, so you can overwhelm your opponent and win pretty quickly. They've just printed too much hate cards to really specifically deal with the Affinity cards. And even more recently in Lord Masters 2, they printed a cycle of cards that you basically have to play for free. Your cost of playing this card is you have to, like, exile a card from your hand. So, like, you're playing this card for free, but you have to exile a card. So you're, like, you know, two for one of yourself, where, you know, that's usually bad because, right, you have to use two of your cards to get one of your opponents. But all of these cards are really, really good cards, and there's ways to, like, abuse the effect, so you're, like, not necessarily, it's not so bad. One of these was actually banned, but I honestly think they banned the wrong one. So there was a free version of a card that you could deal 4 damage to your opponent's creatures. So you actually wouldn't be 2-4 because you'd be killing your opponent's guys and you couldn't play small creature decks. They banned that one. But there was another one, which was the equivalent of a card called Thoughtseize, which is normally 1 mana, a sorcery, that you look at your opponent's hand and you discard a card. That's really good. You got to get rid of their best card. But this was a creature that you would exile a card to make a creature version. And then there's ways you could, like, keep the creature around and use the effect a second time through effects that are called blinking. Blinking lets you basically exile a creature and then it comes back. And then if it comes back, it's like coming back onto the field, so it does its thing again. And this card Thoughtseizes you. And you're like, oh, you get to Thoughtseize them twice and have a creature. That's pretty good. So this year, there is another Modern Horizons, the third one coming out. So obviously, the problem is, like, there's obviously going to be some really powerful cards that are going to shift the Modern metagame back to this. So, like, why is this important? Because the metagame that was once established is being shifted really heavily by these Modern Horizons sets, which are basically saying, hey, like, these are the new decks. Now, some decks have pretty much, you know, incorporate some of these cards. Like, you know, you have Blue-White Control, which has kind of stayed part of the metagame. Burn, another classic. But a lot of the other decks are kind of just being influenced by, like, what deck can use some of these cards and some old cards and be really good. And obviously these are being sold to people. That's kind of how it goes. So, secondary market value is definitely kind of a thing. It used to be very consistent. Obviously, cards that were really good are now really bad. Bad are now really good. There's that as well. Or cards that were not reprinted and, you know, they go up in price because there's less copies. But then those that are reprinted, it's, you know, a whole basic Magic, you know, economy of supply, demand, and sort of a little bit of like speculation, a little bit of stocks, because the prices aren't set in stone. They're kind of affected by what, if a, let's say a new card gets printed that makes a really old card or an older card better, because it's, you know, they combine really well. You know, that's called synergy. And I honestly could do videos on, I feel like that's kind of a fair thing to talk about Magic, because like, for me, right, I've been immersed, I was thinking like immersed and enmeshed, kind of combine those words, but being immersed in like Magic and nerdy stuff, so like D&D and all that crap, but explain things in a way that you can explain the concept of it to layman's, those who don't really know it, just normal people who aren't into the card games, and say, hey, like, this is why this is good, this is why you play this, this is why you don't do this, because, like, no matter what, like, for me, Magic has been a pretty decent part of my life, right, it was my business for a bit, and I haven't really played, but I do play casually with my friend and his kids, and you know, maybe I could go back into playing a little bit more. It's not, like, a horrible idea, it is something that I did enjoy. Now that my job is not selling the cards, it's more okay. So, I don't know. That's definitely food for thought. So, back to the main point. Corporate stuff, Starbucks. Corporate with Magic the Gathering. So much of this is like, bro, like, it's very clear that Wizards as a company, right, there is probably good intentions overall with Magic, right? The designers and people have been with Magic for a long time. It is a really good game. And you can see this influence of like Hasbro, the more corporate, is pushing the sales of Magic to try and generate profits, blah, blah, blah. So Magic is, I don't know. I really don't know. Same with Starbucks. Like, you can kind of see where the origins of being focused on people and doing this, but then there's just so much corporate nonsense of like trying to push drive-through times or profits, and it's not bad. It isn't bad, but it's a thing, right? Like these things which have really good intentions and values, like Magic the Gathering is about gathering people together, right? The kitchen table Magic, game killer with your friends. Like I first did, we would play at the lunch table, and play like on the weekends with D&D and stuff. So for me, like, that would be part of the core experience of like Magic. You're just jamming games, or you're like trying to create some new deck or strategies with stuff, and you're just like, cool, like playing these cards, great. Or like with coffee, like, oh man, this, you know, trying this new coffee with stuff, trying to like connect with people. Because coffee does like a similar thing where it's like trying to be like, yeah, let's get, you know, get people here, but you know, profit. So I was thinking of making a video, but this seems to capture the point pretty good, right? The corporatization of coffee and cards, both BMC, both part of my life. So I probably could talk more extensively on this or really rant, but I don't think there's really much to rant. It's just that, hey, the world is different. Things that I knew one way are going a different way, and the world is, you know, c'est la vie. La vie. Anyways, yeah, that's for you guys. I hope it's good, and we'll have more later.